When I talk about misinformation, I'm talking about when I go and see residents in Hammersmith, they tell me that their hospital is going to be closed.
Yes.
Were they here is closed. We're talking about a £100 million redevelopment of Charing Cross Hospital. It will be different. It will be different. It will be smaller. The healthcare system in this part of the world is changing. And I'm not afraid to debate that. I'm not afraid to debate that because I've been convinced by a long list of clinicians with whom I've engaged in my job as a local politician over the last 18 months that lives will be saved. It would be more convenient for me to talk about closures and to talk about risks to life rather than engaging in the detail of the debate and engaging in the detail of rebuilding our local care systems to better look after our local population. But that's what I've chosen to do. I've chosen not to choose to frighten residents, but rather to work on their behalf. Now, as regards the original question, I agree that communication to residents is a big, big issue. And as I've looked at this issue, I've realised that we've already got a system that's difficult to navigate. We've already got this issue. I've got a five-year-old daughter, and I didn't realise the extent to which, before getting into all this, that in most situations, you'd want to take my daughter to Chelsea Westminster with their world-class paediatrics unit. Even if I was very close to Chelsea, to Charing Cross, I didn't realise that if I had a heart attack, or my father had a heart attack, outside Charing Cross, the best thing for him would be to take him by ambulance to Hammersmith Hospital. And I've heard people in the audience say, what about the travel time?
What about the stroke? Stroke outside Charing Cross, where are you going to be taken to then?
Well, you know what? I've listened to the clinical advice on this, which is you want a stroke unit next to a world-class major trauma unit. Because then you've got the best concentration of specialist doctors. If you've had a stroke, sir, I'm going back to my family example, I've got a history of stroke and heart disease in my family. If one of them had a stroke or a heart attack, I'd want them with world-class care. And the evidence is, you spend longer in an ambulance getting there, you've got a much better chance of survival. And in the case of stroke, you've got a much better chance of avoiding serious disability. These are the facts. That's what I want for my family. It's what I want for yours.
That's not true.
Thanks.